Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It was a long and glorious weekend for two Carolina teams that wielded big sticks. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Most of the pub went to Mike Fox's UNC baseball team, which played 49 innings in 4 days to capture the Tar Heels' first ACC championship since 2007, earning the top overall seed in the NCAA tournament that starts here Friday. If you watched any part of the 14-inning win over Clemson and the 18-inning record crowd marathon against State, you saw a team that may finally have destiny on its side. Later Sunday, the Carolina women's lacrosse team brought home its first NCAA championship after enduring perennial heartbreak in the Final Four over the last 5 years. Coach Jenny Levy's club outlasted top-ranked and previously undefeated Maryland in the longest women's lacrosse game in NCAA history. After two losses to the Terps this season, the Tar Heels went into a third overtime period to snatch the sudden victory 13-12 on freshman Sammy Joe Tracy's goal. Despite Carolina's near misses in recent years, the Heels were still considered too young to bring home the big trophy. But they stunned defending national champion Northwestern Friday night 11-4 and then took down veteran Maryland and its star Katie Schwartzman. UNC's Kara Cannizzaro, one of the only four active seniors on the roster, played like the All-American she is with 4 goals and 2 assists to win Most Outstanding Player in the tournament. Cannizzaro also set a single-season UNC record with 83 points on 61 goals and 22 assists. She fell 1 goal short of the school mark held by the late Kelly Thompson, who scored 62 times in 2002. The Tar Heels had dedicated this season to Thompson, who died tragically during childbirth last summer. Carolina looks to be the new Maryland with a roster dominated by underclassmen like Tracy, gutsy goalkeeper Megan Ward, and Allie Messenger, who had 3 goals. And Levy has another great recruiting class coming in, led by East Chapel Hill star Sydney Holman. The women's game is slower paced than the men, with too many touch fouls called, but the Tar Heels play it with grace, earnest, and intensity. Dean Smith used to joke that UNC was a women's soccer school before the men also got really good. Now Smith would say it's also a lacrosse school and baseball too if the Diamond Heels get back to Omaha and finally win it all. This is Archansky. See ya.